Hi, this is Joe's Corner 76. I'll be discussing the human condition in all its phases. In order to change it, you have to be involved. Friends, I would like to give you a word that could change your life each and every day. It's a really simple word. Two letters. It's called no. I have viewed the human condition, and everywhere around me I see people who do not know how to say no. I've got friends in organizations. They're volunteers. And as you know, in every organization, it's about 10% of the people that do the work. They're constantly asked to do this and do that and do this, and they say yes and they say yes, and I hear them saying how overwhelmed they are. And all I tell them is, you've got control of your life. Just say no. Think of yourself. I've been in work situations where we're a team. We're supposed to each do our part. We always seem to have someone who says, oh, could you help me out? And fool that I was, I helped them out. You know what happened to me? I got behind. Why? Because I didn't say no. The next time that situation came up, I said to my fellow teammate, we're a team. We each have to pull our part. And my answer to you is no, I can't help you. I see many parents as I observe life. Their kids are doing this and doing that and doing this. And they try and discuss things with them. They try to be their friends. They're not. They've forgotten the simple, no, you cannot do that. No, you cannot have that. But they have also forgotten, with the simple no, there has to be consequences. Maybe that's why we have some of the problems we do with parents and children. When I go out in society and I see people who call other people various things. Like, I've been called a racist. I've been told I got white privilege. I've been told all of the problems in society are my fault. You know what I finally said? No. No, I'm not a racist. No, I don't believe your opinion. No, you can't label me. I look at all the woke people who've said to me, you know, you've got to call me they, though, them, there. And I said, no, no. I'll call you by your name. And if you insist as a person that you individually want to be known as they, that's what I'll call you. But no, you cannot tell me that I have to do this or that for everybody. When people tell me there's more than one, two, three, four, five sexes, I say no. There's a man and a woman. That's it, biologically. And that goes for the whole world of mammals, not just them. When I meet people who say, oh, look at them, they're this and they're that, I say to them, no, you don't even know them. You're making assumptions about them that might not be true. Get to know them. Get the facts before you label them and try and put them. I hear people every day say, you know, there's no jobs, and these people come over and take our jobs. I say, no. There are plenty of jobs here, but you do not want to work and qualify for them. A lot of these people that do come here, don't you ever notice they slip into being doctors, nurses, operating various health machinery, radiologists, technicians? So no, they're not taking our jobs. You're not fulfilling them. When we learn to say no to someone who wants us to do this, do that, we and you are going to find something that you probably haven't had before. Freedom to do a little bit for you. You know, you need to learn to say no so that you have time for yourself. You need to say no to people who have various points of view. Like, oh, I think pornography is great. No, it's not. It destroys people. It's an addiction. Oh, I say no to drug-free drug sites, injection sites. There's so many things that you can look at in your life and just say, why am I doing this? How come I'm doing this? Why do I get stuck with this? You get stuck with it many times because you just don't say no. What I'd like you to do is sit down, look at your life, look at the people you're interrelated with, look at your job, any organizations you belong to, and see, are you being overly used because you can't say no? Can you learn to say no? And also, don't feel guilty because you say no. If you feel one responsibility, either in your job or anywhere else, don't let someone else come and say, well, could you do this? Could you do that? You know, life is too stressful today. I know so many people have health problems. I know so many people who have relationship problems, all because they don't say no to the outside world and spend some time on themselves, on their relationships, and look after their health. Please, from now on, I urge you, say no. I think you're going to have a happier life. And I guarantee you that you're going to see it is a powerful word, even though it has two letters. You know, you can follow me on Facebook, X, and Instagram at Joe's Corner 76. You can hear me on YouTube and Spotify at Joe's Corner 76.